We're just going to read verses 9 to 14. John chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, as we think about that amazing moment, the Word becoming flesh, the gift being given, please help us to recognize what it means for us, that we might be children of God. Amen. So that's something a close friend of Jesus wrote after he died and been risen and gone back to heaven. Talking about Jesus, he said, the light of the world, and that all that received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. So I want us to learn that verse. Can we put it up? Please say it with me. John 1 verse 12. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Can you blank the screen? Let's see if you can do that. Last chance. John 1 verse 12. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. That's what we're talking about. Now I want you to think about parents. Some people here are very young. Put your hand up if you're under 5 years old. Under five. Can you point to your mummy and daddy right now? Point to them. Okay, most of us are older than 5 years old. Put your hand up if you're older than five but not yet 10. Anyone? You can point to your parents. No matter how old you are, you have parents, you have a mum and dad. If your mum and dad are here, please point at them now. And if your mum and dad are in another country, you can put your hand up now. Some of us have got parents in another country. Mine are in Africa. I miss them very much. That's miles and miles away. But even though I can't see them, I know that I am their child because I was born into their family. Some children are born into one family and adopted into another family. They have become a child of new parents, and that's special because it's like what God does for us. Some people have got adoption certificates. I've got a birth certificate here. Certificate of birth. It's got my name on. It's got my mum and dad's name on. It's got my date of birth. I am a member of their family. What our memory verse tells us is that Jesus came so that we could be part of God's family. Adopted. Jesus came so that we could be children of God. Now that is great news. Dads are brilliant when you need things like fixing their bikes or the heating. Look, they're good with a screwdriver. Mums are brilliant if you need fixing. They're good with plasters and medicines. Actually, some mums can fix bikes and some dads can put on plasters. But sometimes mums and dads can make mistakes. Or they can get ill, or they can leave. But there is someone who says, I can be your father forever, and I will never leave you. I will never let you down. That someone is God. And he says that you can all become members of my family. You have a right to become children of God. That's one of the things that that the verse says. Did you notice that you are not a child of God by accident? You have to become one. Now, I know lots of people who become teachers. To become a teacher, you have to work very hard and do lots of practice. And some people know all about that. It takes years to become a teacher. I know some people who are very good at playing the piano. That's very hard, and it takes years to become good at playing the piano. That's hard work. Some people think that becoming a child of God is like that, that it takes years and you have to work really hard. But it's not like that. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to practice or pass any exams. You see, becoming a child of God, becoming a member of his family, is as simple as receiving a gift. Can we have a present slide? There's a gift. My gift isn't wrapped up quite so nicely. Our verse says that Jesus gives people the right to become children of God. That's his Christmas present to us. So what we have to do to have this present, what do we have to do? Well, it's a bit like any present that someone gives you. The verse tells us, and it says not just what we have to do, but also how to do it. Can you see it in the verse? We got the verse back up, Chloe. To all who received him, that's what we have to do. To those who believe in his name, that's how we are to do it. He gives them the right to become children of God. So what we have to do is to receive Jesus. Receiving means accepting what you've been given. Now, who thinks they're good at receiving? The first hand up at the back was Ben, I think. I can tell because actually we're all good at receiving. We love being given presents, don't we? You know how to receive a present, don't you? Ben, I'm relying on you here. Especially brilliant at Christmas. Well, let's have a practice. Ben, can you come up? I'm going to give you a present. You know what you have to do with it. Yeah. Do it right now.
Thanks.
Thanks is good. Thanks is good. Open it. Okay, go for it. Fast. It's a present.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Excellent. That wasn't primed. You said that really sincerely. Very happy to. You'd sit down. Please open that and share it out at some point at the end of the service. Now tell me if that's what will happen today when you get given a Christmas present from someone. A present that someone who loves you, who's chosen, he's paid for, and they've wrapped it and they put a label on it with your name on saying Happy Christmas. Will you say, no thanks very much, I don't want it? No, because that would be rude. Will you say, how much did it cost and what do I owe you? No, you won't say that either because it's a present. It's something you've been given freely. So what's the first thing you do? You receive it. You take it from the person giving it to you. Then you'll unwrap it and then you get to enjoy it. It's yours. And I hope you'll say thank you like Ben did. It's like that with Jesus. He is God's gift to us, and especially at Christmas when we sing songs about his coming into the world as a baby, and remember that he'd grow up to be a man who would forgive people their sin, that we remember how amazing that present is. So here's a question. When you found out who Jesus is and what he's offering to you, he's offering himself, will you say, no thanks, I don't want you? No, I hope you won't say that. You'll receive him. Will you say, no thanks, I can't afford you? No, you'll receive him. Will you say, I can't believe you come for free, so what do I have to pay to get you? You won't say that either. You'll receive him. You'll do none of those things. Instead, you'll hope, you'll receive Jesus, you'll accept him. So let's say our verse again. Let's see if you know it. John 1 verse 12. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. To become a child of God, God tells us what to do. To receive Jesus first, but he then says how to receive him. Did you see that in the verse? How do you receive him? By believing in his name. By believing in his name. Now, that's a funny thing to do, to try and do, isn't it? How do you believe in someone's name? Well, this is where what Jesus' names mean are so brilliant. Do you remember the two names the angel said the baby would be called? The first was Jesus, which means God saves. And the second was Emmanuel, which means God with us. So you put those two together, you've got God with us to save us. That's what you need to believe to become a child of God. Do you see that? Jesus is God with us to save us. I wonder if anyone came to church this morning thinking they were in danger and they needed saving. Because it's much easier to explain being saved when you can sense the danger all around you. Most of us don't think we're in danger, but the Bible says we are. And what we're in danger from, the Bible says, is God's anger at our sin. We need saving from God's anger at our sin. Sin isn't just the bad things we do, like lying or being selfish or unkind or snatching someone else's present because you want it. No, sin is in our hearts. It's not something you can try harder and ever get rid of. It's our wanting to say no to God and his ways. That's what gets us in trouble with God. All of us do it, and it makes God angry. Who's had chicken pox? Hands up. One of the symptoms of chicken pox is spots. Have we got a chicken poxy face? Prize if you can recognize who that is at the end. What can you can see when someone has chicken pox is spots all over their face. They're like the bad things we do, those spots. Selfishness spot. Unkindness spot. Disobedience to parents spot. When we go our own way and not the way God wants, we sin. But the spots are not the problem. Would it help the chickenpox person if I put plasters on the spots? No, because the problem's much deeper. The problem's in your blood. It's inside you. The way for you to get better from chickenpox, that nasty disease that's in your blood that causes, that the disease has to be killed off. Now, with chickenpox, our bodies do the fighting for us. We normally just get better after a time. But with sin, we need a rescuer. Someone from outside to come and save us. And that is who Jesus is. That's why there's all the fuss about Christmas. It was God sending his son to be with us to save us. And how does he do that? By our receiving him and believing in him. Imagine you were feeling a bit unwell and you went to the doctor. You wouldn't be able to get to the doctor today, would you? But maybe there's an emergency doctor and the doctor looked at you and tested you and then said, I'm very sorry to tell you, you are sick with a very nasty disease. If you do nothing, you will die. The good news is, I have something for you. I have some medicine that will cure you. I know it looks small, and just like other medicines, but this is the medicine that will cure you from your sickness. What would need to happen to save you from dying? You'd need to take the medicine. Well, first of all, you need to believe the doctor was telling you the truth, that you were sick. It'd be no good going home and ignoring what the doctor said. You'd still be ill, and you would, if nothing happened, you would die. Then you need to actually take the medicine every day. It's like that with Jesus. John says you can become a child of God. The gift is free on the NHS. Paid for somewhere else, actually. But if you have to accept that you need him, then you need to receive him and you need to take him. So this morning our verse tells us that there are two types of people in this room. And I can't tell who's who. There are those who are children of God and those who aren't. And what's the difference? Those who are children of God are those who have received the best present in the world, Jesus. How? By believing he's God with us to save us. They would say that better than any present they're going to get today is the gift that God has given them in knowing Jesus. And there are those who aren't. Perhaps they don't think they need him. Perhaps they don't think he can help them. Perhaps they've grown up to like being ill so much they can't believe what it would be like to be healthy again. Maybe there are other reasons, and I don't know those, but this Christmas, no one needs to stay like that. It is Christmas. God says that he offers everyone, even those who've said no to his presence so far, he offers everyone the right to become children of God. Just because you've said no so far doesn't mean that God has taken away the present. He's still holding it out to you. And he says, let's say it together, to those who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That is about the greatest gift that has ever, ever been given. And that is the meaning of Christmas. And that is why Jesus came. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we praise you for giving us the right to become your children when we've done nothing to deserve it or earn it. Thank you that Jesus is the gift you offer to us, and we receive him by believing he is God with us to save us. Please help this Christmas to be a celebration of that great gift and a reminder of what you have done for this world. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.